guitar?
I could. She went to get one.
Yeah, she's got it right there.
I hope it's tuned all right.
Yeah, well, you can.
I'm not a tuner.
You're not?
No, I don't. I never.
You have your French harp with you?
It's in my pocketbook.
Do you do any songs with just a French harp?
Without accompaniment.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Then somebody else plays the guitar. Did you learn to play the guitar? No. Oh. Yes. Did you learn any of the songs, Carol? You will. You will.
What you want?
You're not old enough yet to do this.
Yeah. Carol. What's your daddy want to say?
Well, he can't. It's not turned on anyway. It's only recording. Yeah. Here's a guitar here. Let's see what we got.
Let's see, honey. How do you have it tuned? Standard?
Yeah. Do you need a pick?
I have one. Okay. I stuck one in my pocket.
That's a real picker. I tell you, she cares.
No, I'm not.
Carry a pick in her pocket.
My mother taught me this song. It's called Mary Dow, or Little Match Girl. It's a poem from the third grade McGuffey's Reader. And sometime, somewhere, someone put a tune to it. I'm no tuner. I'd mess it up.
Does the guitar sound
all right? Sound me like it's.
Does that sound pretty good in tune? Does anybody know how to tune a guitar? I don't. We got a bunch of unaccompanied singers here.
I do. I believe it's all right.
Yeah.
I do.
I believe it's all right, all but the bass string.
Oh, she said she thinks it's all right, but the bass string. That sounds pretty good. It was. Is that bass string?
It's
that?
A bass string. I never learned to play or tune one because my brother and my husband and all of them kept tuned
she
up for me.
She's over. She all right? Yeah,
I think we can move on.
Touch to
your left.
There you go.
Like this? Okay. Sound all right? Come in, little strangers to love. It's slow, but I'm going to go ahead and sing it. Come in, little stranger, I said, as you tapped at my half-open door, with a blanket pinned over her head, just reached to the basket she bore. A look full of innocence fell from her modest and pretty blue eyes. She said, I have matches to sell, and I hope you are willing to buy. A penny, a bunch is a prize. I'm sure you'll not find it too much. They're tied up so even and nice, and ready to light at a touch. I ask, what's your name, little girl? It's Mary, said she, Mary Dow. As she carelessly tossed at a curl that played on her delicate brow. My father was lost out at sea. His ship never got to the shore. And Mama is sad and will weep to hear the wind blow and sea roar. She sits there at home without food beside our poor sick Willie's bed. She spends all her money for wood, and so I sell matches for bread. I go to the yard and get chips, but then it would make me so sad to see the men building a ship and to think they had made one so bad. And God, I am sure, who can take such fatherly care of the birds? I left out a verse. Fly home, little bird, then I said, fly home full of joy to your nest. For I bought all the matches she brought, and Mary may tell you the rest. And God, I am sure, who can take such fatherly care of the birds? We'll never forget nor forsake little children who trust in His word.
Mr. Cordula.
For those who may not have understood the words, can you say the words to those last two verses about the birds?
Fly home, little bird, then I thought, fly home full of joy to your nest, for I bought all the matches she brought, and Mary may tell you the rest. And God, I am sure, who can take such fatherly care of the birds, will never forget nor forsake little children who trust in His word.
That's a pretty song. And you learned that where?
My mama taught
it. Your mama taught you that. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when people are not used to hearing Appalachian music, I've had people say, you know, somewhat what they said to Hazel Dickens one time, and somebody asked her, why do you always write such sad songs? And her answer was, when life stops being that way, I'll stop writing about it. And she didn't mean that, you know, mean or anything. It's just that that's why she writes the songs she writes. And Gene Ritchie, who's going to be here on Thursday, writes some very powerful songs too. And I think a lot of the songs that we sing are, it's not done because they're sad, or it's just that those are our favorite songs because they're about real life. That's a
tell a story.
Yeah, they tell a story, and I don't know. It's not that sometimes they touch the heart, and sometimes we, you know, we may cry because they're touching. But I don't know. It just seems like, you know, that those are the songs that seem to be most important.
That's right.
To hold on to. Sing us one more Primitive Baptist song.
Okay, I have to have a drink.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, how often do you now go, do you all go to church now?
I go to church twice a month.
twice a month.
And I can go at our church or the church I belong to, but then we have church at other churches close by that we could go to.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time I don't have a way to go, and I don't get to go to all.
How many members are in your church, there at Pilgrim's Rest?
There's about 16.
About 16?
Mm-hmm, but we have an attendance of about 25, 30 all the time.
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh.
So you have people who do, there are people that visit that come with the members.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to go to one of the Primitive Baptist churches, even say while they were here or something, if they have time to be in the state, is that all right?
It'd be great. They'd be welcome. Anyone's welcome that wants to come.
And if they came to the church, would they have to know what was going on or be able to, would they just be able to just sit there and listen if they wanted to?
That's right.
Yeah. What Sundays does your church meet?
The second and the fourth Sunday.
Second and fourth Sunday. And if anybody wanted to, they could get your telephone number and... Is that all right?
That's all right.
Giving out somebody's telephone number.
Who's going to turn someone away from church?
That's right. That's right. So I would say that, you know, if you have time while you're here, or any time that you're in West Virginia, if you want a real experience, I don't know. As I was listening to a radio evangelist one time who said something that was kind of amusing, but I thought it was... in a way, it's really stuck by me. And he said, I'm going to do a prayer now, a healing prayer. And if any of you are listening in your cars along the highway, I want you to pull off the road because I won't be responsible for what might happen.
These are yours, Jen.
And I thought that was just wonderful. And so I would say that if you go to church there with Hazel, I won't be responsible for what might happen. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. You may not want to go back home. So. Will you sing us another one from your church?
Oh, this one's not from the church, but it's one my dad sang.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anytime he'd meet somebody and they'd stop and listen, he'd sing it for him.
He'd sing.
But I'm not sure I can... singing. It goes kind of high, and I can't go very high on a song. But the title of it is Union. Get started low. Come, brethren and sisters that love one another and have done for years past and gone. How oft have we met in that sweet heavenly union that opens the way to God's throne? With joy and thanksgiving we'll praise Him who loved us while we're on the bright shining way. Though we part here in body, we're bound for one glory and bound for each other to pray. There's Jesse and Joseph, Elias and Moses, and Solomon, Stephen and John, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David, who prayed as they journeyed along. There's Simeon and Anna, I don't know how many, who prayed and God heard from His throne. Some cast among lions, some bound in rough irons, yet praises and glory they sung. And three of the Hebrews, most valiant and faithful, with courage went into the flames. While praying and praising, they entered the furnace, while trusting in the Lord's good name. As Samson was dying, he was heard of God crying, and saw when he fell by the way, "See, Gideon, the marching, for truth I am searching. Then to my God I will pray, that God by his spirits and angels did visit. Their souls when to him they did pray. While we go on praying, then they go on praising and glorify God on the way. God grant us to inherit that same praying spirit while we are here toiling below. But when we're done praying, we shall not cease praising, but round God's bright throne we shall bow."
I love this one. I love this verse.
Your daddy would just sing that?
Anybody would stop and listen to it.
That's right. Well, I know a few fathers that do that.
Do you? Yes. You like to sing that with people, too.
Yes. Daddy went in the drugstore one time, I think, and was humming. And somebody said, "What's that song?" And he said, "Just a minute, and I'll finish this verse." He finished humming that and then sang some for him in there.
Is this the same book that your father uses?
It's a newer version, yeah, yeah, the same kind of thing.
Essentially the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got the same kind of notations.
Hey, Daddy, is there one in there that we could maybe sing with her?
Because it's
yeah. I don't know if we all know the same ones. And if you start us off,
this one.
You go ahead and start it off, and then we'll see if we can.
Well, I wanted to tell you about this song. This is the day that my daddy died. He sat on the front porch and sang every bit of that.
No, just let's hear her. Let's just hear her.
I'm just going to sing one verse of it.
What did he
just dropped down in the yard, I guess, with a heart attack. That's all we ever knew. But the morning, he got up, ate his breakfast, went out and sat down on the porch and sang all this song. You can see how long he would memorize all of them. And Mother said, and sang all this song. And it has such a beautiful lesson with it. How happy's every child of grace who feels his sins forgiven. This world, he cries, is not my place. I seek a place in heaven, a country far from mortal sight. And oh, by faith I see the land of rest, the saints' delight. A heaven prepared for me.
Will you sing one more verse?
Yes. A stranger in this world below, I calmly sojourn here. Nor can its happiness or more. its joys and soon are past. But oh, the bliss to which I tend, eternally shall last.
That is pretty. Yes, indeed. Well,
I don't think I can.
You want me to read it to him? Okay.
Oh, you can sing it. Can you sing it?
What is there here to court my stay and keep me back from home? When angels beckon me away and Jesus bids me come, shall I regret to leave my friends here in this world confined? To God himself my soul ascends. Farewell to all behind. Oh, what a blessed hope is ours while here on earth we stay. We more than taste the heavenly powers and antedate that day. We feel the resurrection near, our life in Christ concealed, and with his glorious presence here, our earthen vessels filled. Oh, would be more of heaven bestow, and let this vessel break, and let my ransomed spirit go to see the God I seek, in rapturous love on him to gaze, who gives that sight to me, and shout and wonder at his grace in vast eternity. I tell you folks, they don't write hymns like that anymore.
And to think he sang that. He was ready to go.
Yeah, he was.
He
must have known. Well, Hazel will have, and I will get to any of you that need her telephone number or her address. And I think she has given to you a lot, I know she has to me today, of her life, of her personality, of her love of the music. And I think some of you would want her address so that you could write her a little note when you get home. It means a lot to her. And would it be fair to say that if they're down in your neighborhood, could they ring you up and see if you're home?
It'd be fine. Be fine. Might not be able to get through, but I'll be there somewhere. I wonder if everyone would like to sing Amazing Grace.
Okay, you lead them in that.
You start it.
Yeah, you do it the way you do.
I'll sing with you.
Yeah, because
I've sang.
Okay.
Out.
Everybody sing with us, and then we will have
well,
to.
You start it.
All right.
Everybody sing Amazing Grace. Go ahead.
What, I don't know what tune you use. You go ahead, because I have a tune from Kentucky that I sing.
Okay.
Go ahead, do your tune.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my
next class is coming in here.
Okay.
And you want to stay a little bit for some of Esau's class? And then
we can.
So any of you that would like to come up and say a word or two to Hazel, that'd be fine. And we'll
thank
tomorrow.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll see you.
I worked at her husband, Pastor David Ashby, was the pastor there.
Oh, you know, I've read some of his articles in our little books.